As children, our curious minds often lead us to the question of our origin. For some, the answer can be found in lineage, the blood that pumps through their bodies, and the people for whom fate has tied them to, and with it, all the advantages and disadvantages that entails. But for some, for those with a tie to Podius himself, they hunger for more. The experience of living is too rich to be as simple as chemistry. Those with a thirst for knowledge often find themselves at the end of a candle, in the lonesome hours of the night, bent over leather-bound books where history and myth combine into a beautiful orchestral piece. Those who turn to fate for a guiding hand find themselves upon a tale older than language itself. Before land beneath our feet, before sky above our head, long before fish swam in rivers or birds chirped in trees, there was but one absolute in all of the cosmos: time. Drifting aimlessly throughout nothing, between awakening existence and sleeping voids, there was time. Alone and aware of their own existence, waiting for something. Though they weren't sure what. They sat in contemplation of themselves for what felt like forever, but they knew had only been a billion years or so. As they did, they came to several realizations. First was that, though they were passing, their minutes felt hollow and meaningless. Second was that they felt endless, both from where they came to where they were going. This thought lingered with them for but a moment before they looked up and discovered they were no longer alone. They felt their back push against another. They were now only looking into one eternity instead of two. "Greetings. Be you a well-met stranger?" Morgaine spoke, unaware that these were the first words, in many ways, for all of time. "That depends entirely on the company," Podius responded with a hearty chuckle. As though the two bodies were attached by wires, they began to lift their arms in mirroring motions, taking in the five digits on each hand and following them up the arm and to the shoulder, and so on, with the curiosity of a child. They danced together rhythmically in time as they discovered their chests and heart beating within, their legs, and eventually feet, prompting them to both stand. A simple step at first, and then another slowly separated the two figures from each other, moving in different directions. "This is strange. I feel," Morgaine started, "substantial," Podius concluded. Morgaine felt a sudden warmth fill at this word.
"Yes, exactly,"
Morgaine let out. They attempted to turn to their companion, but they found they were unable.
"What's happening?"
Podius, still mirroring, let their face fall to a melancholy. They had realized the same as Morgaine. "We aren't meant to see each other, or face the direction of the opposite eternity," Podius concluded.
"And why are you to assume that?" Morgaine quickly barked back. "There are so many possibilities. Who's to say that those don't include full companionship?"
Podius sat for a moment as confusion spread across their brow. Possibilities. There's only what was, and how that has changed what is. The confused expression mirrored Morgaine.
"There was nothing of importance. There is only what is, and how that affects what's to come. As the wounds caused by their separation began to heal, and their individualities began to take shape, their minds raced into two different directions as their mirrored step broke. Podius delved deeper in the past as Morgaine stopped, reaching into the cosmos to begin crafting out of the materials. Podius began to lose themselves in contemplation. They remembered being lonely. They remembered the eternity they had spent drifting endlessly between two eternities, both an ever-expanding nothingness, a prison with no walls. They remembered it all, and at once, it all weighed on their physical form. They could feel it build on their chest. They were lost in the eternity of the past, lonely and aimless, until something passed their new form. An orb, covered in a reflective liquid surface. They saw behind them the back of a beautiful figure with delicate features who was gently placing a second orb in the air, almost as though being gentle not to allow it to break. This orb also having a shiny reflective surface, though not at all liquid. Podius saw Morgaine's soft glowing face. "As I said," Morgaine began, "so many possibilities." Their sharp, knowing smile gave Podius an unfamiliar feeling, one they decided to call hope.
"What do you call this thing?"
Podius responded. "So many questions," Morgaine stated with a grin. "It's your realm to rule, O great Asker. We shall call it Asker Realm, and you shall watch over it. It will provide you the company I know you must crave, and carve a past for you to explore. And, too, shall dictate the future I reside over. You shall provide me the company I crave through these creatures, for only what you study shall affect what I rule."
"And what you rule, I shall study," Podius added.
"And we will watch each other through the Asker Realm, and through," Morgaine stuttered, attempting to come up with something for their own orb.
"Hope,"
Podius added. "The moon Hope." "And so it shall be," Morgaine concluded. As the eternities they watched grew ever more expansive, under the watchful gaze of Morgaine and Podius, the orbs took different shapes. Land grew scattered upon the Asker Realm, and with it came new forms of life to keep Podius company, just as Morgaine had promised. Morgaine's orb, on the other hand, began to tarnish, and no longer reflected the image of Podius, only their white glow. Their presence, even in this form, still felt warm to Morgaine, and they found they could still feel the creatures on Asker Realm. If that was as close as they could get to being with Podius, they were happy. Though they worried their glow was not felt by Podius, who had traveled alongside Asker Realm's past, reliving their favorite moments. Morgaine reached down into the cosmos once more and made another orb, one that would burn bright with their passion for Podius, and sent it to keep them warm. This orb would be named Remini. Morgaine continued to create for Podius' entertainment, giving the creatures of Asker Realm tools and stories for Podius to chronicle, and inspiring the creatures to make art and beauty equivalent to Morgaine's own creativity. For this, Podius was grateful, and returned often to Morgaine's side, recounting stories they had gathered. Things continued like this for a long while, before the creatures began creating unprompted, which filled Morgaine with joy. They had created something that could entertain them as well. They saw
so many places they could go. However, Podius was not as excited. He had seen something develop in the creatures they could never tell Morgaine of. Something terrible, brewing deep within them. Hate and jealousy had reared their nasty heads, and these creatures began to create ways of harming each other. It wasn't long before with it came war and guns, ownership and command. And they began killing each other. Only when all possibilities of peace were extinguished did Morgaine realize what they had created.
"Why didn't you tell me?" Morgaine demanded. "Throughout the stories you told, you never told me of this!"
You couldn't stop it," Podius sputtered through tears. "If there is one thing I've learned, it's that the future is coming. And the best we can do is prepare for it to hit. We may encourage their choices, but ultimately our gift to them is the ability to make them."
"That's not true. It can't be true,"
Morgaine spoke with tearful eyes and a handful of the cosmos. Morgaine began crafting a new realm and allowing their tears to hit its surface. Podius looked through the waters of Ascarom, begging Morgaine to stop, pleading,
"You know not what you're doing. These creatures will always find a way if they do not learn now. Please!"
With each tear that fell from Morgaine's face, a doorway opened into the Asker realm. Doors in which Morgaine used to take the weapons that caused harm to their creatures, and they hid them away, and with it, hid the realm away from the creatures they loved the most. Unbeknownst to them, allowing a new energy to escape into the Asker realm from their tears. Magic, derived from their power of innovation and creation, to which the creatures of the Asker realm quickly used to demolish their opponents in battle, banish them to extinction. Morgaine fell to their knees, realizing what they had done. They looked to a future filled with darkness and summoned their orb Remini. They once again reached into the cosmos and began weaving small threads from it and attached it to the orb that once represented warmth and comfort. They sent it back to Podius, who watched as the woven strings attached to every creature on the Asker realm.
"What have you done?" asked Podius.
"Death they crave, let me not keep them from it. They must be encouraged. These woven strings shall break if they prove themselves worth. If not, then they shall be pulled into Remini and fed to the flames,"
Morgaine answered.
"Please, you can't do this," Podius pleaded.
"It's already done.
Be gone with your stories," Morgaine responded resolutely as they sat in the hole they had dug in the cosmos. Podius watched as their only companion fell to the same weight they had once fallen to.
"I shall report back to you the tales of tomorrow, for it shall always come, and with it, opportunity for growth,"
Podius called back. With this, Morgaine lifted their head as they looked into eternity and confirmed Podius' words.
"Please do,"
was all Morgaine said.
As time passed, many souls were pulled into Remini. But many broke free from the strings as well. For those who broke free, they were reunited with Morgaine at the behest of Podius. And over time, Morgaine let the length of her woven strings grow, allowing for more time for the souls to break free. It is the responsibility of all of those in the Asker Realm to lead a life that may one day guide us back to Morgaine in the hands of creation. Until then, Morgaine and Podius are locked away from us, at least for now. So where under Podius's watchful eye does that leave us? Where is it that Morgaine leads us? The Asker Realm, long ridden with war and turmoil, now has found itself in a time of peace. That land, once stolen by savages, has been reclaimed under the Asker Realm sky. The land has been divided into factions under the rule of our great king, Morosis. Each faction responsible for providing specific trade to the kingdom, ensuring that all are given equal resources. It is in one of those factions that we begin our story. Thank you for listening to the prologue of Project Icosa Season 1, Turning Time. As we continue this series, I hope that you'll join along and follow our story and fall in love with the characters that we create. If this is something that interests you after listening to our prologue, I encourage you to follow us on social medias. On Twitter, we are Project_Icosa. On Instagram, we are Project Icosa. One word. On YouTube, we will be uploading a video version of each episode onto the Entertain This YouTube channel. Our plan moving forward is to upload bi-weekly every second and last Monday of the month, so be looking out for us come April. Greetings. Be you a well-met stranger?